Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, I'm going to read from Ephesians 5. We have a couple of different choices, but I'm going to read from Ephesians 5, verses 2, and then verses 25 to 32. So, Ephesians 5, 2, and then 25 to 32. Brothers and sisters, live in love. Now, we're not talking here about the feelings, the emotions. They have an important place, but that's not what he's saying here. He says, live in love. He's giving us a call. Live in love. Love of God and love of neighbor. Do those two commandments of God, those two teachings that he did over and over and over again, love of God and love of neighbor, do you live out of that? That's what Paul is saying. Live in love as Christ loved us. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So also husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. If you really love another, you will know who you really are. When we just love those we want to love and those right around us, we turn in on ourselves. It becomes a matter of, how does this make me feel? Does this make me happy? Yes, because that person loves me and I love them. I'm not saying anything against happiness and joy and love. That's not my point. My point is that if we're true Christian, we reach out to others with the love of God and draw them into that orbit so that the people around you or someone else, the people around you know that they will be loved, listened to, challenged. They will find good friends in you. And if a husband and wife are genuinely and sincerely loving one another, wanting the best for the other, not me, 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 there's time for me in some situations, but that's not the goal. The goal is to love my spouse, to care for him, to care for her every day, every day. And in the end, it brings great mutual joy and gladness. That's what God has. God has far more for you than you know. We all reach a limit to our own love. There are times, you know, I've given everything I have and it doesn't work and I don't know what I'm going to do. And we come to the end of our rope. But if we walk in Christ, who is infinite love, he will help us. Sometimes it involves counseling. Sometimes it involves other help, guidance, etc. But we can learn to do what God is asking of us here, is to love one another as Christ has loved us. Can we do that? No. But come Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells within us. His love dwells within us. If we tap into that, and if we in a certain sense put ourselves into second place, you know, what I want this to happen. If you really love me, you will do this. Be careful of that. Love out of Christ. What would, you know, to use the old question, what would Jesus do? The grace is there to live as he seeks us to live, as he gave us life so that we could live in his love in this world and bring many to him. Brothers and sisters, if more marriages put all their trust in God and they did it together, their marriage would flourish, not just survive, but flourish. I know it takes two. I understand that. But even while you're working on that, you love them. even when you have to correct, even when you're angry, even when you're frustrated with anyone or your spouse, no matter what, you can express your anger, but you don't have to you don't have to destroy them in the process. You can say, this angers me very much and it hurts me very much. Would you just listen to me for a few moments? Because I value this relationship and I want this relationship to be restored and helped. When you approach somebody in that tone of voice, God can enter into the picture. God is free to operate. I'm not trying to counsel all of you in your marriage. That's not my point. I just want you to get a different lens, you know, a different pair of glasses, or at least add a lens into your glasses, that God wants to love through you, not only for your salvation and the salvation of the other person, but for all those you influence. God desires that your life be used for his glory and honor, because that's where your happiness will be. It's not just in doing your own thing. It's doing his thing that brings you peace and joy and happiness. Honestly. Paul goes on to say, he who loves his wife loves himself, for no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. So we're already in union. By baptism, we're already in Christ's body. Do we live out of that? Do we take advantage of all the graces and gifts God wants to give us? Just say to the Lord, Lord, I don't know how to do this. Help me. Guide me. Bring him your temptations. Bring him your sins and failures. Bring him your desires and hopes. Bring them. Put your trust in him. Come to him every day. Spend time with him. First thing he'll do is touch our own hearts. Then he'll show us how to remedy the difficulty we might be facing in relationships. Paul goes on to say, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Why? Because we are members of the body of Christ. It's not just a pious saying, that's a reality. This is a great mystery, says Paul, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. In any case, each one of you should love his wife as himself, and the wife should respect her husband. So many times we put one another down. Marriage relationships, you know, familiarity can lead to contempt. We don't want to be there. Look for what is good in your spouse. Start there. Look for what is good. When you look for what is good and that's affirmed, it's a lot easier to look at what isn't good in ourselves and be open to change. Psalm 128, blessed are those who fear the Lord. Fear doesn't mean frightened. Fear means reverence. Means reverence. So blessed is the man who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. God wants to bring good out of your marriage. God wants to bring good out of the close friends that you have. Not just that it makes for a nice life that you have friends, but that those friendships, those relationships, those marriages can be used by God for his glory and for your eternal salvation. Not this all belongs to me, of course it does, but when we say for his glory, that doesn't mean he wants to take credit. It means that as we live united with him, seeking to please him, our marriages, our good friendships begin to bear fruit. That honestly, if there are enough of us, honestly can change the world. Honestly. The gospel for today is taken from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus said, what is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden, and when it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches. So when something is fully grown, a good friendship, a good marriage, when it's fully grown, it becomes large, and the birds of the sky dwell in its branches. People are drawn, people are attracted to what is good. Again he said, to what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened. When our relationships are good, we become like yeast in the wider body, family, church, work relationships. We can become like yeast. Brothers and sisters, don't stop by saying, oh, this is good enough, I can deal with this, it's okay. It's fine to be there, but don't stay there. Say, Lord, use our friendship, use our parish, use my marriage, whatever association you're in, Lord, let it glorify you. Teach us how to love as you love. That kind of prayer, God is very near and desires to answer. St. Ambrose made this commentary in Magnificat magazine that I just want to share a little portion with you. He says, now hear why it was small, the mustard seed. Why was it small? Because the grain of mustard seed, which is compared to the kingdom of heaven, is very small. And faith, which is like a grain of mustard seed, actually can move mountains and cast them into the sea. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and buried in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Likewise, Moses ground the head of the golden calf into powder and strewed it in the water and gave it to the people to drink, for their heart had been fattened with the great mass of wickedness. And he did this so that it might be softened and refined by faith. Lastly, the woman who grinds well will be taken, but she who grinds ill will be left. Do you therefore grind your faith so that you may be like the soul which excites in itself the love of Christ? Is faith alive in you? Is it really alive in you? Does it give you joy? Does it give you hope? Which excites in itself the love of Christ, which the powers of heaven admire as it mounts up, that it may rise easily and soar above this world with joy and gladness, like the vine put forth branches, and like smoke rise on high, shedding the odor of a holy resurrection and the sweetness of faith. Brothers and sisters, we do not recognize the power we have in Christ. We don't. We categorize it. This is Sunday, so this day I have to pay attention to God. If we do that, or I have to worship today. Rather than, this is the center of my life. I want to honor him, praise him, thank him, and ask for all the graces so that I can be more and more like him. The world will be changed with that attitude. May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.